It is a parish that grew out of that meal program. And that's pretty significant, I think, that it was from that first effort to be aware of our homeless in the city, to feed them, to nurture them. There were maybe 50, 60 people at that time, many of them World War II veterans who came back with what we didn't know was PTSD at the time. And, you know, we who brought our children down there, they would look at our children and say, oh, I used to have a family like that once. And I think that the fact that this being the first meal in the city generated many other sites. Care for the homeless. We have the apartments. We have the meal. And at the meal, we'll have barbers. and right now with the new St. Anthony's facility, we have showers for them. We have washing machines. We can wash their clothes and give it back to them. One story about the meal was when we went down to the meal once on a Thanksgiving, way early in the early 70s, because we didn't realize that none of the normal sponsors need to go down to the meal on Thanksgiving because everybody in the city wants to serve. But we didn't know that. So we went down and all of a sudden there was a microphone in my face and said, what do you feel about being here tonight? I remember thinking about this beforehand when I would be preparing food, about how what I do for St. Ben's and what I do for the meal program is much more significant to me. I get much more out of it than anything I give them in the material way.